With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Trevlin. Few days are left before Montana's June 2nd primary election, so voters who haven't mailed their ballots should instead drop them off in person at county election offices and other drop-off locations. Some election officials are already processing mail-in primary envelopes. Missoula County Elections Administrator Bradley Seaman says turnout in his county will likely surpass previous primaries. Nearly 36% of registered voters there had returned ballots as of Wednesday.
And in elections, the more people who vote means the more accurate that their wishes are.
Missoula County turnout almost matches the state average at this point, 37%. To compare, 45% of Montana voters turned out for the last presidential primary in 2016. A legal dispute sowed confusion this month by almost changing the state's ballot receipt deadline. A Yellowstone County District Court judge also temporarily suspended the Ballot Interference Prevention Act, which would have allowed one person to turn in only 6 absentee ballots, and asked that they fill out a form saying whose ballots they were returning. Regardless, some election officials are already preparing ballots for counting, thanks to a separate election law passed last year, allowing them to begin the process earlier than before. Flathead County Election Office Manager Monica Eisenzimmer says the extra time will significantly reduce pressure on staff.
I mean, I don't know of anybody that wants to spend all day from 4 o'clock in the mornings when we start our day till 4 o'clock the next day and have to be as alert and aware of everything that's going on.
County officials expect the new law will lead to faster results on Election Day, but some of them think many voters will still be submitting ballots until the 8 p.m. deadline on June 2nd. Rural Bighorn County, for example, has only seen 20% turnout so far. Elections Administrator Dulcie Bairdontwalk says local voters prefer to do it in person.
People are 20 or 30 miles apart, and they don't hardly ever come off their ranch. And so on voting day, that's the day that they generally see everybody. So it is a very social activity.
Bighorn County will offer drop-off locations at all usual polling places on Election Day. Kevin Trevlin, Yellowstone Public Radio News.